It's time for Conversations with the Mayors. The Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro is home to one of the fastest, most diverse, collaborative, growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. And we are visited on the phone now by Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Renee Price. Renee, how are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing very well, and I was excited to see that there was a commissioner's meeting last night and a couple of things that I was pretty interested in hearing about. So I'd like to start with the commissioner's issuing a formal apology for the county's historic role in racial lynching. What can you tell me about how this came about and what was actually in it?
Well, the apology came as a result of, you know, consciousness. I think, you know, there's a lot of, we've been doing a lot of work in this community, as in other communities, to correct the past, or correct the narrative. And many of us in the community had been working on the Community Remembrance Coalition, and that, even though it's related, that, you know, this apology actually came from the Board of County Commissioners realizing that in some of these acts, such as lynching, as we saw with Bayard Rustin, where the elected officials were complicit with the wrongdoing. And if you recall, back in June, we did, with the assistance of our judicial system, with Judge Superior Court Judge Alan Bedour, did a motion for appropriate relief. And so it just seemed fitting that, or appropriate, that we also do this with regards to lynching, since we are looking forward to placing a marker about lynching, both in Carrboro and in Hillsborough on Orange County property. So, you know, I drafted the resolution with a little help from the one that I had seen done in Chatham County, and presented it. And I asked Anna Richards, as a colleague, to just review it after I wrote it. And we just took out one phrase that bothered both of us. And, you know, I had put it in there, and I looked at it, and I said, well, I'll leave it in until she looks at it. And it was about, you know, the number of 120, you know, trying to put a number on the number of people that lost their lives. It's almost, you know, it's impossible, because we don't know. All we know is those that were recorded. We don't know the unrecorded or unreported ones. So, you know, this was just a way of acknowledging and apologizing to the families. And of course, you know, she gave an example in her family of someone that went missing. And, you know, I recall even in my family, my mother used to talk about someone in Virginia, a relative that had gotten married and went to get ice cream for the reception and never came back. And, you know, you might think, well, he just, you know, left, didn't want to face the marriage or something. I don't know, but it very well could have been, you know, a lynching as well, or, you know, escaping from harm. Go ahead.
We're visiting with Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Renee Price, and I was wondering if we know a sense of a timeline on when the markers will be put up in Carrboro and in Hillsborough.
Okay, so the markers was another resolution, and that one actually does involve the Orange County Community Remembrance Coalition and Equal Justice Initiative. So what we needed to do is to get what they call the site authorization documentation. So now with Carrboro's, they passed the resolution back in May, but they have resubmitted it to or made sure that EJI has theirs, and now EJI has the one for Orange County at Hillsborough site. And the text on one of the markers, at least the one for Carrboro, is almost finalized. There's been a changeover in staff at EJI, so they are regrouping and getting, making sure we all are on the same page and have the same information. That one is almost ready to go. However, because of COVID and so many other things that have happened in the past 2 years, you know, there's a bit of a backlog. So we're probably looking at, based on what I was told by our liaison at EJI, we're looking at next spring of 2023. by the time that, you know, the you know, for the fabrication and the delivery, and then we can have them installed. Now, the one in Hillsboro will pretty much probably have similar language on one side, but then we will highlight the four men that we know were lynched in the Northern Orange area. Well, there'll be a little more explanation about them on the other side. And so we hope to get going on, you know, working on that text fairly soon.
The Orange County Commissioners met last night, and that was two orders of business on the agenda were getting the historical markers and also the formal apology for the county's historic role in racial lynching. Another item on the agenda that caught my eye was the five-year master aging plan, and I'm just going to go ahead and beg ignorance on this. I have no idea what that is, and I'm curious to hear about it.
Oh, well, Orange County has done a, you know, Janice Tyler and Myra Austin and the whole staff, they have done a fabulous job through the years on providing programs and services for people, actually they say age 55 and up. So it's whether it's employment or, you know, part-time employment, volunteerism, helping people with their, you know, Medicaid, you know, signing up for Medicare. I said Medicare, some of the other insurances, housing, you know, they just food, making sure lunches and just all kinds of services that are needed, working hard to be an age friendly community. That's really what the goal is. And this is an extensive plan that they call it the MAP, but it's an extensive look at everything that's happening with that touches the lives of senior citizens in Orange County, and noting that, you know, we have a rising number, the number of people that are over age, I think she said 65 in this category, is rising, even, you know, that actually, you know, 65 to 80, age 80 and above is rising as we are living longer and healthier. And so we now have, you know, there's an inventory of all the services and programs, where to seek help and where just to enjoy, you know, there, you know, what classes you can take to just enrich your lives. So it's about, you know, aging in place and having a good time as you, you know, in your retirement.
It's great that that exists. What were the updates about last night?
The updates, or you mean?
On the aging highlight. Plan, yeah, for the aging plan.
Oh, I mean, there's a lot of information there. I mean, Janice tried to squeeze it all in 15 minutes, and, you know, she just touched on a few things. But I think perhaps one of the more important things is noting that, you know, the services continued even through the pandemic. And, you know, nothing stopped. I mean, they had to shift gears and people had to take on other responsibilities and duties, but, you know, everything kept rolling. We continue to work on being a dementia-friendly county because that really is a concern for many people. But, you know, if we can help those that are experiencing dementia as well as the caregivers, that's also very important. In terms of, you know, being able to age in place and being an age-friendly county or place to live, is being age-friendly but also dementia-friendly. And so that was highlighted in some of her, in the work and the talk. And I think the other thing that jumped out for me was that all the surveys that were done and a lot of the work that is done, whether it's for, you know, the clients themselves or the caregivers, or if this was a multi-generational effort, and it, you know, the surveys and the work, the workshops and the community gatherings that they did included people of all ages involved. We had students from the UNC Chapel Hill that were helping, as well as the, you know, retired people helping in this. And so it was really quite phenomenal. You'll have to take a look at it, because there is a matrix in there that's color coded So no matter how you like to look at data or find or do your research, it's there. You know, if you're looking for one particular service, you can see who provides it, and then you can actually go to that page or that section of the book and find out more.
We're visiting with Renee Price, and we've talked about this a lot already, but I did want to bring it up one more time because there was an opioid roundtable earlier this week with State Attorney General Josh Stein, and you were there also, so I wanted to see if there's anything you could tell us about that roundtable.
Oh, yes. We were very pleased that Josh Stein, as we said, we welcomed him back home to Orange County, that he came to talk about the opioid epidemic, the litigation, and really the settlement and the funding. You know, he was a lead negotiator across the United States in settling with the litigation against these drug companies that, as he continuously said, was, you know, this whole scenario was based on greed. And so we talked a bit about, you know, the work that he had done. We talked about the work that's being done in Orange County. And I think the highlight really was when two participants in the Lantern Project got up to speak and told their own personal stories and just talked about the need for more harm reduction programs. And putting money towards or money effort and programming towards that, and you know, realizing that, you know, people get in these situations because of something else that's happening in their lives. It's not that they just want to become addicted and overdose. You know, there's something else that's going on, and we really need to come together as a community, which we do, to help one another. And you know, there was one item that stuck out for me as well, and also going back to the aging plan, is transportation. You know, Orange County is you know, developed in such a way that we've got, you know, pockets of people. We've got a density down in Chapel Hill, particularly because of the students and the university, and then we have Carrboro, and then there's, you know, open, kind of an open area, and then you've got Hillsboro and a more open area, but, you know, we've got pockets of subdivisions and housing in different places. And we really need to get transportation so that people can get to clinics and healthcare, whether they're clinics or offices, programs. And that is really big, is transportation, so that these wonderful programs that do exist, that people have access to them. And not just in Orange County, but even looking at, and as Janice mentioned, even across county lines.
We've been visiting with Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Renee Price, and the time always flies. Renee, is there anything else really quickly that you want to mention that's going on in the community?
I think, again, just, you know, be advised that school is back and we've got children and buses and, you know, school buses turning around and lots of programs. Fall programs will be coming up for families. There's always, you know, festivals and like as in Hillsboro, we have, you know, have the Last Friday events and there are all kinds of arts events all over the place. So, you know, take advantage of these, you know, fun activities. It's all about community building.
Yeah, lots of fall activities out there in Orange County. Renee, it's always been a pleasure. I look forward to next week.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.